to H. Allen Chapman, the man that you worked for, the son of James Chapman. How is he named? It's Harry Allen Chapman, and then he went by H. Allen Chapman or H. A. Chapman?
His close friends called him Allen. If we had a call at the office and someone was wanting to make an appointment with Harry Allen, we knew they didn't know him. And he took very few appointments.
He was born in 1919 in Colorado, and he died in 1979.
That's correct.
He would have then been 60 years old.
He was 59 when he died.
Now, that's an early age to die. What were the circumstances of his death?
He had a circulatory problem, and he had heart problems. His body just wore out. He lived a full life, and the body wore out early.
So he had something to do with his own demise?
I think so.
And you had to keep up with this man.
Yes, I did. But at the time I went to work for him, he was probably early 40s.
Yeah.
He had slowed down a lot. His lifestyle was really rather simple at that time. He loved yachting. He had a yacht, and he loved that. Spent a lot of time on that boat. And he loved going to Europe. And he, the last few years of his life, based out of Monte Carlo in the summer, which made my life somewhat simple because I'm back and forth a lot. He loved racing as a young man, automobile racing. He would fly to different places in the world racing sports cars, and he had a car in the 500, and he hit that circuit. It's called the Chapman Special. He really enjoyed that, and I went to the race with him numerous times.
He lived most of his life here in Tulsa, though, didn't he?
He did.
Do you recall the schools that he went to?
I don't know elementary. He went to Cassia.
Cassia Hall.
Cassia Hall Prep School. Don't think he went to college.